Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. A great evening, everybody. It is a beautiful day. I don't know why I have all this time before the show starts. And it's like, okay, let me do this, let me do that. And then the time just goes so quick. I looked up. It was 6:55. I said, oh, my goodness. But with that being said, hey, sis, I see you out there, girl. Are you on your way to work? Are you in mobile? Or are you mobile? Can you hear me good? Da-da-da-da. Da, da. Uh-huh. All right, that's cool. Do I sound pretty good? I just want to make sure I'm sounding loud and clear for the Sunday. You probably driving, so you don't, well, can you just let me know if I sound okay? Tashawn, if you hear me, can you let me know if I sound okay? All right, awesome, awesome. Hey, sis. Hey. Awesome. Thank you, Tashawn. My grandson always supports the show. With that being said, welcome to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. Today is October the 15th. Halfway through this month. That month just went fast. I just remember wishing everybody a happy October 1st. We 2 weeks in already. Yes. See, somebody open you up. Let me see. Hold on. Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm okay.
You know, you're on your way to... Oh, that's what's up. I decided to do another free-for-all today because I still need to get with everybody to see where everybody is to get the schedule together, and I just haven't done it. Sorry about that. I don't even think you heard that yarn. But I wanted to do another free-for-all. I am tired, girl. How was your week?
It was okay. It was long, but it was okay.
Oh, that's cool.
How was yours?
Mass was incredibly productive. Somewhat productive, I'm going to say that. I've been noticing I haven't quite found the balance in my work versus everything else. I don't know. I got to get back into that. But other than that, everything's been pretty cool. My week is pretty cool. Yeah, so I was trying to wait on a couple of people. I did talk to a couple of people today. They said they were going to log on so we can dialogue about some things, but I just wanted to kind of have a open floor and just kind of chit-chat about some things, but I don't know. It don't look like nobody on right now except for Tashawn, my grandson. Did you have some? You had a topic you want to talk about?
I didn't really. I was off yesterday, so I kind of slept. So I haven't been up on the latest stuff, except for the war that's going on now. And
oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I actually just finished a book with a 50 Cent book, Hustle Harder, Work Smarter, something like that. It's pretty good. It's really, really good. Yeah, I want to recommend that book to. You been reading, sis?
Not recently. I haven't been. I just haven't had it.
Oh.
I usually do that to relax, and I haven't been.
Hey, that's something
I need to get back into.
Yeah, that's a good book to kind of get in. It's another book I want to recommend. I actually just purchased it, but I know it's going to be good. I'll let you know once I kind of dive into it. I might dive into it next weekend. I ain't going to try to start it this week. But, you know, Kerry Washington wrote a book called Thicker Than Water. And, of course, it's a memoir. So I'm kind of anxious to hear what that is. I did see on, what was I watching? I don't think it was YouTube. It might have been something on Audible or on another app where they had a podcast where she was talking about the book. But she said before you watch the podcast, definitely read the book. If you already have it, so it wouldn't be no spoiler. So, yeah, but I think that's going to be pretty interesting. I know the one co-host that we have in the circle, Tay. Remember, I don't know if you remember the show when we were talking about aliens, and she said she wanted to start a book club. Remember that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I was telling her she should start a book club, but Bree was telling me, my daughter, that she did start the book club. I haven't seen her on air in a while, but I wanted her to kind of give us some more information about her book club so we can join it or whatever, whoever want to join it, just to support her, but I haven't spoken to her. But, yeah, that I would like to do that one day, like talk about a book, get a book, and give everybody time to kind of read it or summarize it, and then talk about it on the episode. I think that'll be pretty cool. I know it's going to be kind of hard to get everybody on the same page.
If you said, you know, for people to read or three chapters, mm-hmm. That's not a lie at all.
That's not a lie. That and yeah,
it's
not even you write, sis. Yeah, not even read the whole book, but just read three chapters and then just summarize those three chapters and talk about it. I think that'd be a great episode. We need to work on that. So we got to figure out some book to kind of give our active audience an opportunity to participate in that. And I also still want to do my interview.
Okay.
You know, I've been wanting to do that too. So yeah, I had a few things I wanted to talk about, but I know I definitely want to talk about that book that I just finished by 50 Cent, because he has a great story. Even though I know he's a dude from the hood, he definitely went through a lot, and he definitely came from, you know, a long way from where, you know, he was at one point.
He
needs
to stop trolling people.
You know, he mentioned that.
Online, boy.
He mentioned that, though. In his book, he was talking about how people say he be trolling people, but he say he just speak what he say. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is very outspoken. You know what I'm saying? But I like 50 Cent. I've always been a huge fan of his. But it wasn't a book, it was an audio book. But what I really like about the audio books through Audible is that the author is the actual reader. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it when it's someone else reading it. Unless, of course, they didn't pass on or something like that. Of course, they can't read it. Because I want to read about Pac, even though I know a lot about Pac. I want somebody to write a book about Pac. Hell, I should write a book about Pac. Because I am a huge fan. But, yeah, he definitely mentioned that. But he got a great story, great advice on being successful. I remember a few shows back, Jerome was saying how we need to stop looking towards other people for advice. You remember that episode? He was saying that we need to stop looking Yeah, and look within. But my thing, and I think I'm sure I did mention it, because I get what he was saying, but at the same time, you do want to get that motivation, that wisdom from folks who've done it. You get what I'm saying? And they're going to tell you,
right.
Just like at school. Just like at school. So, yeah, because I definitely listen to 50, a lot of his interviews, too. You know, someone else I was listening to, and I actually was listening to him today, and I know a lot of people don't like him because he kind of arrogant. I wouldn't even call him arrogant, but Dame Dash. You know who Dame Dash is?
He's very arrogant. He's very arrogant.
I think he's
very
confident. I think he's confident.
He's beyond confident.
More, yeah, because I can't check now.
Confidence is one thing, arrogance is something different, and he swears he's never wrong, and he's right about everything, and ain't nobody perfect. But he don't want to listen to what no one else has to say, so he's arrogant. Well, yeah, because you have to listen to somebody, you know what I'm saying. I like the wisdom that he speaks because
It is teaching me something, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you do got to have a tolerance for his demeanor, arrogance, confidence, however you want to put it. But, yeah, I definitely like it. But with that, you know, just to go back to what I was saying about what Jerome had mentioned on air was that, you know, we do need to listen, just like me. I learn from you. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you learn from other people. And it's not to take everything that a person say. Right. Appreciate that, sis. It's not that you have to take what everybody say. Take what's going to, you know, work for you and just do away with the rest. That's life, period. Not just like a book you read or a class you learn it. You know what I'm saying? That, again, no one knows everything. No one is perfect.
Right.
Heck, I'm not perfect. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I don't know, sis. I'm trying to I was talking to Jerome earlier, and I was telling him, I said, I'm trying to hold on, hang in there with this radio. I do appreciate you always being supportive, though. Hi.
Good. Let me tell you right now, let not back out.
Look, sis, what did I tell you today? What did I say? Well, not right when I first came on, but I was like, sis, I ain't talked to everybody yet, but I still came on, though. Let's just do another free-for-all. I still show up every Sunday. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Every Sunday. Oh, yeah. It is what it is. I understand. Tashawn, I know you're not going to speak, but did you have a topic you want me and sis to talk about? You could text it to me. Oh, my daughter did want, she did mention, of course, she's not even on, but she said she wanted to talk about how you know you found your soulmate or something, she was saying. That's a good
answer
for you. I mean, question for you, sis. How do you know you found your soulmate? Yeah, and I'm sure you can give a good advice for that.
You figure you can't live your life, or you can't see your life without them in it. So I'm saying that's how you know that's your person. And at the same time, I pray that they feel that same way about you. You know.
Oh, yeah,
we
talked about this before. Yeah. Well, you definitely talked about this before, because I'm sure, I mean, I do remember we said that your soulmate don't necessarily have to be that person for you. It can be a friend, mm-hmm. it can be a family member, it can, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a great question, Dolce X. I don't think I've ever, I'm sure I'll probably cross paths with a soulmate, not my soulmate. Now, that's a difference, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between a soulmate and my soulmate. It sounds like you down there on, what's that Dead Man's Curse?
Oh, I'm on here.
I'm about to say, sis, let's stand out you up in the city.
That's the rubble trip on the freeway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you got it, oh, dead man. Going around dead man car. But yeah, she not even on air to hear her question and be asked it.
You could be the soulmate that's a friend, that's just a friend. You know, that's what I'm saying. Don't have to be any type of romantic relationship. But even if it is a romantic relationship, you know, you just pray that person feel the same way about you, and then, you know, y'all make it work.
Right.
You don't still run into issues. But is it worth it to not be so quick to jump ship?
Oh, I got a good question for you, sis. I was listening to something today. I don't know. No, I actually read it. I read the headline. I didn't listen to the video. But the question was, who's more loyal, men or women, and why?
I don't think one over the other, because years ago I would say women, but now, no, women just as scandalous as men, and sometimes worse. You know?
I definitely agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of the person.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with their character and their morals and values.
I think a lot of that. Processes. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying. Go ahead.
Oh, I think a lot of that has to do with what a person has gone through. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely agree with what you just said. I would have said women too, but I know that it has changed for women because of how people have done them. Though we have incredibly a huge degree of tolerance when it comes to accepting things, but I think it's gotten to the point where it's just the tolerance is just zero. Folks just don't have tolerance for it anymore. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where that high degree of loyalty came from, because of the tolerance. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going, and I got another part two to that. I'm just going to, and I know you don't like this person I'm about to mention, so just disregard what I'm going to say about the person and just hear the question. But for part two for that, they were saying that, I was watching another episode, and they were saying that Gabrielle Union had just mentioned that she cheated in a relationship prior. I don't know which one it was. I don't know if it was with Dwayne Wade or someone else. Okay. And she was saying the reason why she cheated was because she wasn't the breadwinner. So the question was, do you think you're entitled to cheating if you are the breadwinner, if you are paying all the bills, making all the money? What's your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think there's no entitlement. I think it has a lot to do with your morals, values, and your character. If that's something you're going to do, you're going to do it whether it's just something that's in you. You know, and it's a character flaw.
So you don't think that because a person is the breadwinner making all the money that they have the right to cheat? Like,
nope.
You get what I'm saying? That, okay, I got you. I definitely agree with that, too.
They don't.
But I think that's where a lot of...
money ain't got nothing to do with it.
Go back to the movie, Why Did I Get Married? You know, the one dude, I forget his name. That's so crazy. I just watched that the other night. What is her name? Jill. What's her name? Jill Scott. Yeah, her husband. You know, he was the one paying all the bills. He brought that girl on that trip, and he was messing around with that girl. But in his mind, he felt like since he was paying the bills and, you know what I'm saying, he can do that. Like, I think guys out here really actually feel that way. It's a little different, but that goes back to what you were just saying. Like, nowadays, women are different, and that's probably why she felt as though... But she probably thought he was doing it. I'm thinking. I gotta read that story.
She had to have some sort of idea because the way he treated her, he didn't treat her like he would treat a wife or like he even treated that girlfriend. He gave that girlfriend more value than what he gave his own wife.
Right, right. And that's in most cases, too. You know, that's why I say what I say. It's about relationships. Like, man, y'all folks, not saying you as in y'all, but other folks can have them dang on relationships. I don't have time for it. I don't want to figure that part out. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to have this conversation that we're having with my significant other. I don't want to do that. I'd rather, like, not worry about it. And sleep comfortably at night. You get what I'm saying? It's all of that. That's
right.
The reason why. Yeah.
I get it.
Like, I don't want... Yeah, girl, I don't want to do that. I just honestly don't want to do that. And I think it's gotten worse. Like, you think about the reasons why people are not committed in a relationship, and then now they just really feel like they don't have to be, but why even be in the relationship if you feel as though there's other reasons why you shouldn't be committed? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just me.
They want the temporary gratification of what goes into a relationship, but not the responsibility.
Because
a relationship
Absolutely.
Is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
And a lot of people don't want that because they don't want to have to deal with that. You have to consider, you are supposed to consider another person before you even deal with that.
And I think that's where a lot of people fail at their relationships because they don't take that into consideration. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole other person involved.
And people don't look at how whatever actions they do, how it's going to affect that other person. It may be fine for you, but it may not sit fine for that other person. And when you're in a relationship with somebody, those are things that you are supposed to consider at all times. You know, if I do X, Y, and Z, how is that going to affect him? You know, or how would that make him feel? Is this something you would do if they were right there with you? Nine times out of ten, the answer would be no.
And I think that's not just with a relationship. That can just be with a few things. It can be in a marriage. It can be before you have a child with a person. Like, people legitimately don't consider these important things, you know, and of course we're not taught it, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know it now because, you know, this day and age, and of course we're older and we're wiser, but even though we know this and we teach it to the younger folks, they still do how they choose to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because we can say, like, okay, I can say, a parent didn't teach me this, that, and the other, but now I know it, and I try to teach it to my children and grandchildren. But I think with everyone, and I said it before, people just have to, like, experience their whatever, just experience it, because it's for them to experience. You know what I'm saying? Though we try to protect them and teach them different, it's just for them to learn it.
Some things also is kind of fun.
That too. But sometimes that common sense, sometimes what we're experiencing blocks the common sense. Of course, like when you think you're in love or if you're in love, whatever the case may be, you don't think about common sense. Until, it ended and you're like, well, why the hell did I do that? You know what I'm saying?
You know, or treating another person the way you want to be treated. You know, would you want somebody, so if you're doing something that ain't right, would you want somebody to do that to you? That's what it boils down to. Look at every situation. Put yourself in that person's shoes.
Right.
Put yourself in that person's shoes. Have empathy. How would you feel about that?
But I think people legitimately don't. Well, actually, I know people legitimately don't think that way. Even though, like you say, common sense, it makes sense. But I don't know why we as humans don't move that way.
It's selfish.
After the fact.
It ain't no other
you
choice.
You say selfish?
Yeah, it is, because you're making a decision to do what you want to, regardless of how it may affect another person.
Yeah, but then you can think about it on the flip side.
But you know what? You can be 50 years old and get into a relationship. At 50, you know better. You're making a choice. But the whole thing is, do you want somebody to treat you the way you do on somebody else? That's what it boils down to. Would I want that done to me?
Right, but that's so easier said than done, though. That's the logic in you saying that. But it's a lot of people that's not logic like that. They're more so emotional.
Yeah,
Jerome, I see you.
Even when you have
Amber,
children, when you decide to have children, you make a decision that when you decide to have them, whatever reason you're having it, right, that kid
right,
is supposed
right.
to come first. You know what I'm saying? And people do
right,
that initially
right.
with a newborn baby. They do everything for the newborn baby. Then when after the first, 6 months or whatever, it's a whole different ball game. You can see with people. You know, they like, ain't nobody help. People said they was going to help me. That's your baby. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody owe you nothing. You made it a choice to have that baby. It's your responsibility. I don't care. That's why I always go with that mama's baby, daddy's baby. Yeah, because you're making a choice.
Right.
You're making a choice.
But I think a lot of that comes from.
The same thing has to happen when you decide to have a relationship.
I think a lot of that, Chantre, I see you, huh? I think a lot of that comes from, again, folks just, a lot of that is being selfish, but a lot of that is a person, I see your point. That is being selfish. That's just like me, I'm not going to use me as an example. That's just like a person, know that their person is cheating, right? Facts, evidence, call them cheating, but they choose to stay in a relationship. So do you think that's an emotional response or a selfish response?
Both. Because a person can, you teach people how to treat you. I believe that. So you
right.
constantly put up with bullshit like that, what you think you're going to get?
Right.
You're going to get bullshit. Once you you allow somebody to cheat on you, you know it and you accept it and you're like, okay, we're going to work. What makes you think they ain't going to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
The best predictor of a current position or present position is what a person did before.
Right.
What did they do before? How did they respond? How did they react?
Now, there could be several reasons why. So there could be several reasons why that person chooses to stay. It can be they don't have nowhere else to go. And they don't want to be by themselves. Or they just content or all free. You know what I'm saying? I get the part about, you know, the selfishness and then, you know, just being hung up on being emotional. But I don't know what would be a great answer or a great response to a situation like that because it happens so much, and I think it's just a common thing.
I mean, I was married, and my ex-husband cheated, and I was out. Like, I'm not being bothered with that. That ain't my fault. That ain't my problem. That's your character flaw. That's something within you that honey, you got to work on. That ain't got absolutely nothing to do with me. And I ain't taking no responsibility for somebody else's actions. I don't care who it is. If it's a choice that you make, you have at it. If that's what you want, you have at it. If you want to be out in the streets, you have at it. I ain't going to try to convince you to stay. I ain't going to beg you. None of that. No.
I got that.
Mm-mm.
But again, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of that be based on a person's experience. Like you, at your age, zero tolerance. Me, at my age, zero tolerance. However, you do have some at our age just tolerating it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to, you know, hang on this topic for so long, but it's pretty interesting how people tolerate.
I get it because people, you know, may have children. You have all of these things. I have a lot of things to consider, too, but I also have to consider, I have to consider me. Because if I allow myself to stay in something and be totally torn apart, guess who's not going to be able to take care and be there for their kids? Me. Is this relationship here worth more than me? That's what it comes down to. No, it ain't.
I got that.
It's not. Because if that person didn't show you nothing else, they showed you what you meant to them. And okay, I may not like it, but I will accept it. I will accept it, and I'm going to do what I got to do, too.
Dang. I've been in relationships where the person was cheating and I stayed. Of course, I was a younger person, though. And I'm trying to think, like, why did I stay? Probably an emotional response, more so than a selfish response. I think it was just maybe I thought I was in love, whatever the case may be. But like I say, it's for everyone's experience, for real, to determine how they're going to respond to it. But that's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. But yeah, I brought that up, and I know you don't really fool with her, but I wanted to hear what you, your thoughts was on that because it's like, I wonder, I know you say it's not entitlement, but if a person is the breadwinner of the relationship and they're making all the money, do that give them the right to cheat?
Hell no.
But because again, people feel that way.
He may make all the money, but if she takes care of the kids at home, y'all 50-50. Or if she work and make the money and he taking care of the kids at home, whatever y'all decided, and it's a 50-50 thing.
But see, a lot of people don't see it that way. A lot of people don't see it that way. They don't see the roles and whose role is it anyway. You know, we did a show on that before too. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, whose role is that to do this and do that? But and is that making this a even relationship? And if not, what can I do? Or what do I have the right to do?
I know a couple where she make more money than he did. And so he at home with the kids. It don't give her a right to be out here sleeping around because she bringing the money in. If she had to stay home and the situation was reversed and he bringing the money, it don't give you the right to mistreat somebody. Then you need to walk away. You wasn't
but
ready
people
in the first
doing
place.
It, though. Doing it, though.
It don't make it right.
I got you. I mean, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely got you. And I agree. It don't make it right. But they're definitely doing it.
And that's then there's consequences for everything that you do.
Absolutely. That I know. That I absolutely
people are sorry
know.
When it comes to dealing with the consequences and stuff. That's when they apologize.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jerron. You can tap in, huh? Oh, I got to open you up. I'm just like a Jerron want to tap in. Jerron in the house. Amber in County, I see y'all.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think part of the problem is we always
how you
talk
doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. My fault.
That's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think part of the problem is we always talking 50-50, right? Or or one person doing all and another person not doing nothing. But if everybody bringing their 100% self, then we can have a balanced relationship. Because if we talking 50-50, I'm giving half of myself, you giving half of yours. And I think another issue is people don't know their roles, especially in Black culture particularly, because the man has a role and a woman has a role. To say in relationships, a man's supposed to do this and a woman's supposed to do this, shit, that's really supposed how it's supposed to be, because men are set up to be a particular way just as well as a woman is set up to be a particular way. And even if the man is turning around, bringing home the money, right, which it is his job to provide and protect, right, his woman should be at home, making it a home. You know what I'm saying? The man get the house, the woman make it a home. And I think a lot of times we have these conversations like we have, and it's because we go into the shit backwards. If men turn around, if we took it upon ourselves to say, shit, I'm fucking with her, I'm about to have a family with her, we're going to work this out. If a man turn around and go get the house, I always say this, the man get the house, the woman make it a home. You know what I'm saying? Because by doing so, because by doing so, the man, he done already put in his mind, I'm getting what I got to get for my family. You know, and he putting his family in the house. Even if a woman got a house already, all right, we moving in my house. This our house over here for us. You rent yours out as another income. You know what I'm saying? But just having mature conversations. A lot of times when we have these conversations in Black culture, we talk like kids. You know, even the grown-ups saying, "Well, you know, man, say, well, she did this, she ain't do this." And a woman saying vice versa. But shit, if we all play
your
our role.
Your phone chopping that. Your phone chopping that.
Can you hear me now? It's chopping up there?
No, I think you're a little better now. Let me see.
Yeah, no, I was just saying if we plan our role and know our role to begin.
Oh, yeah, I think still chopping that. I'm sorry. We can't hear you. You sound like you were on a... out there with the aliens.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. But nah, I was about to say
But go ahead, though.
Nah,
I wanted to ask you another question, though. of course you know what's coming. So you're saying that we're not we as in me, but folks are not playing their roles. What is the woman's role and what is the man's role in a relationship? I'm just curious what your answer is going to be.
So you said, what is the man's role?
I have a different idea of what that looks like, but go ahead.
You said, what's the woman's role?
Yeah, what's the woman's role and what's the man's role in a relationship?
The man's job is to lead, provide, and protect, right?
Lead, provide, and protect.
You know what I'm saying? And the woman's role is to nurture. You know what I'm saying? Not just be nurturing the kids. You know what I'm saying? So if a woman just had a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
In court, she on maternity leave. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times we'll be saying dudes ain't there raising the babies. When it's all said and done, the woman really be raising the babies. You know what I'm saying? Because the baby
mm-hmm.
with the woman 90% of the time anyway. So
mm-hmm.
if a woman there is nurturing a home, right, nurturing herself, making it a peaceful environment, and he's making sure she got the things that she needs to make these things possible,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Of course, she do whatever she want to do to bring in the income if she choose to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this. A man is supposed to provide for his motherfucking family. And a woman, yeah, she be feminine. She can cook. She can clean. But at the same time, go ahead, go kick it with your girls, too. You know what I'm saying? Because she
mm-hmm.
need her mental peace, too. You know what I'm saying? Being
mm-hmm.
around them babies, she need a motherfucking break, too. So, you know, just having an understanding. That's why I say a man, he got to lead. Because if he leading in the right capacity, he able to speak these things to his woman to where he knows she been at home with the kids. He been out getting the money. Hey, baby, go ahead, put on something nice. Go kick it with some of your friends. Get you a peace of mind or go do what you need to do for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times a woman can get too stuck, caught up in the house, and we think she's supposed to just be in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for you.
I got you. No, you cool. That's okay. Hey, sis, you still there? I want to know her.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sis, I want you to know I'm curious about what your answer would be for that, too. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
A woman's role. What's a woman's role? And then what's a man's role to you?
I think a woman is a helpmate. A woman is to help. And that means to help make the house a home, to help with just everything
mm-hmm.
that surrounds her, you know, the family, whether it's the man and the man and woman, kids, those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she is to help. And I think that when we, society, distinguish roles or what a man is supposed to do and what a woman is supposed to do, I don't think they look at every aspect of it, like all parts
mm-hmm.
of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with what he was saying also.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you bring it back to the Bible, God is clear, you know. And a lot of that, when you take God to me out of areas, in people's lives, whether it's the school, whether it's the homes, regardless of wherever it is, you're going to have a problem. And when you go reversing
mm-hmm.
the way God has things, the order in which he has things, you're going to have a problem. And that's what's wrong with society now.
That's interesting. That's so very interesting that you say that. What's your, Jerome, can you respond to that? I can't respond to that. But can you respond to that, what she said? Because that's good. I like what she just said, and it's very interesting. Are you still there, Jerome?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I just want to hear what you have to say to that. Like, what she said about in the Bible, it says this, and when you don't follow that, that's when things go, you know, wacky. Of course, that wasn't word for word what she said, but I'm sure you heard what she said.
I would say it depends on the person's belief system. I want to
force absolutely
starting there and saying that, because if you believe when she said a woman's supposed to be the helpmate, I agree 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If the man turn around and say, baby, we about to do this, right? The woman,
mm-hmm.
she going to turn around, she got a business idea, you know what I'm saying? And he like, okay, this going to mm-hmm. be our family business. She hands on, okay, I'm going to do woo, 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 woo. Or he delegating, this is what I need from you to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So being that helpmate, because it's important to understand that. It's important to understand that, because when we're not in tune with our role or knowing our role, whether it's from a religious perspective or a cultural one, right, we
gotcha.
Tend to fail anyway. You know what I'm saying? And I think one of the biggest
gotcha.
Reasons we fail, because it's hard for a man to lead when he always looking for counsel. A man shouldn't even be asking nobody, should I do this or what you think about this? His mm-hmm. only counsel should be the creator. And if he trusts in his creator, huh?
No, I'm like, no, I'm liking what you say. I mean, it's interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, and a lot of times, that be the thing. You know what I'm saying? Men don't be knowing their place, and they lack spiritual guidance. And I think that's one of the, I don't care what religion the person is, if a man is in tune with his higher power, and that's his source of counsel, and that's his source of peace, and wisdom and knowledge, he gonna know exactly how he need to move and how he need to treat his woman as well as his household. You know what I'm saying? So I agree 100%. Go ahead.
But what makes, and it's not the, since you already know I'm not going against the grain like that, but you know where I stand with that. Since you're still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, that's why I wanted him to respond to that. So it's definitely no disrespect at all to what you said, but I wanted to hear his response from a male's view, of course, and of course, you know, his understanding of where it is and where I am. But I think when it comes to that individual, well, I don't know. I don't want to make this conversation controversial.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a podcast. It's your podcast. Stop playing, Queen.
I know. You're like, stop playing. But I
that's what you gonna say, girl.
I don't think no book is going to tell a person how he should or she should be in a relationship. Again, it's gonna be based on the person's experience. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Since say that what you said is what it should be, and if it's not that, then that's why things become wacky. I don't want to say I disagree with that, but I'm not fully understanding that. You know what I'm saying? My full understanding is how a person is in a relationship is based on their experience. I don't think no book, no Bible, no higher power, no God is going to tell a person or teach a person or have a person be that positive influence in that relationship. I just solely think it's based on a person's experience and why they are that way in their relationship. Boom. There it is.
Okay, boom. So that's just like when you have children. So when children are born, mm-hmm. they don't come with a rule book, an instruction.
Absolutely.
Book, you learn along the way. The same thing happens. But there is guidance. There is guidance.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, people read books, they read articles, they read different magazines, they get information off the Bible. The same thing, you do the same thing with any type of relationship. The same
right.
thing as you would with children.
Right.
You learn it along the way.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But
I don't think, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm listening.
I don't think. And it's just because I feel the way I feel with the religion. You know what I'm saying? But, again, it's I have to be respectful to everybody and how what their belief system is and what they follow and things like that. But to me, I just feel as though strongly feels, though, a book, air quotes, a Bible, is not going to show a person how they should be in a relationship. And if they don't follow that, it's going to be a sound reason why that relationship fails. A relationship is just difficult, period. I don't care, period. Relationships are just difficult, and it's not just a man-woman relationship. It can be a parent-child relationship, a brother-sister relationship. They're just difficult. I don't think, as much as we talk about relationships on here, I don't think, and as much as we learn from each other about them, I don't think it would ever be a solve-all to our relationships. It's just, it is what it is when it comes to that. That's just what I think. What you think? No matter what we learn from each other, relationships is pretty much going to be what they are. It's my thought process. What you think?
For me, I think everything is a learning process, and you can learn something new every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
what you tried yesterday
agree.
May not have worked yesterday. It may work today. Who knows? You know,
mm-hmm.
but I believe you have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to work at it. Ain't nothing in the world
I
perfect.
Agree.
You
I
know?
Definitely agree.
And so that's how I look at it. You know, like what can I get from it? What's my takeaway? Or what can I use from this? I don't have to fall and bump my head and know it hurts, you know?
Right.
So I can learn something from somebody else.
That's what's up.
That's
I agree. I got you. And I'm not saying I can't learn from anyone else. But I know there's certain things that I'm just closed. Well, I don't want to say I'm closed-minded because I'm pretty much open to all wisdom and all knowledge, but it's just some things I'm not receptive to. There you go. I'm going to say. It might be, my song is the same thing, but to me it's different. But I agree. I received everything you said just now, and I'm going to apply it all, and I'm just going to do away with what doesn't resonate with me. That's all. But I appreciate the wisdom, though. Jerome knocked off, but I wanted him to respond. My son Duck tuned in. Hey, Duck. I know. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But, yeah, I wanted to kind of, you know, dialogue with a couple of topics. But that was a good one. We gotta speak about that a little bit more, about the roles, because I know we all see the man's role and the woman's role different. We could be old school, we could be new school, and I think just based off our experience again and our knowledge is going to, you know, determine how we see that, you know. Because for me, I see what you said, and I definitely agree with that, and I see what Jerome said, and I agree with that, but and, you know, I can say it until I'm purple in the face. It's definitely based on my experience of how we see different things. But yeah, let me ask you this:
What did you think about Jada Pinkett Smith's book or excerpts for the interviews that she has been doing, the information and tea that she has been spilling? Like,
to be honest,
I know Will put out a book, and I know she did, but to me, like, you don't want to divorce this man. Y'all been living separately for the last 7 years, but you turned around in her book, and she put information out there about him. To me, that if you're going to stay married, you should have just kept it to yourself.
Right.
You should have kept it to herself. What, nobody knew that these people were, except for their immediate family and or friends, knew that they were living, because they show up at everything as husband and wife and together, and
mm-hmm.
they did what, Red Table Talk a year or 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
about August. She should have been honest about it then if you was going to tell it. you know, but it's like I look at her and I said, damn, you're doing everything you can to humiliate this man and break him down for what? But you don't want to let his last name go. You don't want to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she gave another insert today that came out that said they didn't sign a prenup. They didn't do none of that. But she ain't letting him go.
Mm.
I don't understand.
To be honest and to answer your question, I saw she had a book when I was looking through a book to buy the other day. But I didn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing the headlines on YouTube, different people talking about it, but I haven't read it. Like, I'm so not interested in her situation. But to answer your question, though, we spoke about that earlier on the show. Like, why do people stay in relationships? Well, whatever the case may be. Like, in this situation, we already know or... allegedly, because of course we wasn't there, and I've been trying to use that word more now since I've been watching all my crime shows. But we wasn't there, so we really don't know. But even coming from her mouth, if she says she cheated on him for whatever reason, again, he chose to stay, or whatever the case may be with what they're going through, or whatever. I don't know. I'm just so not interested in Jada and Will. But to answer your question, we just spoke about that earlier. Like, why do people stay in certain relationships when certain things are going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, the people have their own reasons, you know? But I would never buy her book. I'm a fan somewhat of Will because I don't watch The Fresh Prince a million times. I'm actually binging it now. Well, not while we on air, but... I was watching it yesterday, but it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. We bring up these topics to compare these individuals to, like, what we would do, basically. Like, what would you do in a situation? And that's a good question, because I pretty much know your answer, but what would you have done in that situation? Like, right now, not back 20 years ago or 2 years ago. Like,
If I was Will, I'd have divorced her. First of all, I mean, I look at Will and it's like my hat kind of go off to him too, because he appears to be more mature than her. And I think about when I first started hearing the little excerpts from her book and seeing little interviews that she did, all I could think was that she has a lot of narcissistic tendencies, and it's always about her. And she didn't think about how her actions and the things that she did, how it affected other people around her, her children, her husband, her mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things, it was about what she wanted. I mean, just what she wanted. And to me, even just from the excerpts, I haven't read the book, she's still not taking ownership. Even after her kids came out, like, a couple weeks ago when little stuff was coming out, and she never, you know, she wouldn't take ownership for it. And you can see how you may not want to look at how the things that you do affect other people, but when it starts affecting your children and they flat out tell you and you can see it and you can see the change, a red flag should have went off when her son wanted to not live under the same roof when he was a minor. Like, that's a problem. This is a kid. It's more than just, I mean, he's taking y'all to court. You know what I'm saying? He took his parents to court so that he could be emancipated. And why? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would look at, those are all red flags to me.
You know, and this is to get away from the celebrity status. Oh, not so much the celebrity status, but celebrities. I was watching, because I don't do, you know, Facebook, Instagram, but I love my YouTube. And it was a video popped up in my feed, and it was called Estranged Parents. And it was pretty interesting, of course. So I listened to it. So the lady was on there, and she was speaking about how her daughter disowned her because of her political beliefs. Like, literally cut her off because I think she supported, I can't remember who it was she supported. But this daughter cut her off. You know what I'm saying? But the lady was, I'm not going to go into the story, but the lady was saying how it's okay to have your beliefs or your feelings about politics, religion, sexual orientations, whatever the case may be, but why cut me off? You know what I'm saying? We're all different. We're all our own individual selves. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you do have to, and I'm talking about, you know, Jada and Will's children. Sometimes you do have to distance yourself from people, regardless of who they are to you, you know, because you need to live a certain way or be whoever you need to be, and vice versa. If a parent chooses to do the same for that child for whatever reason. So Jada, I'm sure she has issues because we all have different feelings and thoughts about certain things. I'm not going to say we all have issues, but we all have things. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. You know, but when it comes to that situation, again, since I'm going to say this a million times over, that's why I just don't do relationships, because it's just too damn complicated. You know what I'm saying? So just to answer your question, I think I'm sure I probably did, but I just don't feel them people. I just don't. And I think I'm just so over it, and I haven't read anything about it. I haven't clicked on any videos because it's the same. It's just drama for real. But it's okay because we all have drama. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think when it comes to their children, it is a sad thing because every child should have a relationship with their parent and vice versa. But if it ever comes to a point where that relationship need to be severed, then so let it be. You know, that's just my thought on it. You know what I'm saying? And I think with all of them, they just, that's a different lifestyle that we can relate to or understand because we've never really lived in that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they're still humans. They're no different than us. They just got a little paper, a lot of paper. That's what makes it so interesting. Well, not interesting, but it's like commonly spoken about because it's like, okay, Jada, but we could say the thing, you could say the, had the same conversation on air about your husband. You know what I'm saying? Not to say you will, but you know what I'm saying? And just like me and in a past relationship I've had, it's just kind of interesting because it's like, okay, it's Jada and Will, but that don't make them no damn body. You know, not to say that's what this conversation is about, but it's just to say they're no different than us. They have issues with their children just like we do. And they have, and them children have issues with their parents just like we do, you know. So that's my thoughts on that, yeah. Girl, more power to that child and wanting to be emancipated from his parents.
Yeah, he did too. Did he? Yeah, I think I kind of read
the headline, but I didn't read the story. But yeah, I think I heard about
he
wanted to cut ties
for
his parents.
Far from there, it was far enough, but it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, you know, times are just so different now, sis. For real, like people are just so free to express themselves, and. Probably, and that's probably what's wrong with a lot of us now. We're not expressing ourselves. Like, why be miserable and why be unhappy? Why stay in a relationship when it's this, that, and the other? Why even be in a relationship when it's this, that, and the other? You know what I'm saying? And that's, again, we talk about this a lot. It's not just a man-woman relationship. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. Whatever the case may be, why the hell you have to be unhappy? You don't have to be unhappy, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, sis. Absolutely. But, yeah, I just wanted to hop on here as promised. every Sunday at 7 o'clock. that was a good dialogue, good conversation. Yeah. With that being said, sis, what time you clocking in?
I still got a little while. I got about 40 minutes. You know, I have to chill out before I go to work.
Oh, yeah. You got to get your mind right. I know that's right. With that being said, I definitely appreciate both. I had all my children on air tonight except for Bree. I think Bree at work. But that's the first. I never had almost all my children on air at the same time. But I definitely appreciate y'all. I definitely appreciate you, sis, logging in. My grandson was on, but he bailed out. But it's a beautiful Sunday. Again, it's the second week in October. Did you catch the blood moon this weekend, sis? Yeah, it was a blood moon this weekend. I think it was last Saturday night. I think it was last night or Friday night. Friday night going into Saturday morning. Yeah, Friday the 13th. I think that's when it came through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was at work.
Okay. Yeah. Well, alrighty. I definitely appreciate everybody tuning in tonight to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show every Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm working on the schedule, y'all. Willfully, y'all had a schedule ready for us next Sunday. If not, we'll still be on. Sis said, don't back out. I told her I'm not going to back out. I'm going to hang in there. I definitely appreciate everybody still hanging in with us. Sis, you've been riding with me for a minute, girl.
I know.
Since that one show, it was forgiveness. It was forgiveness. What year was that? What year was that? That's crazy. Because you can ride with your sister. That's what's up.
That's been over 7 years.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's been over 7 years.
Yeah. Because that was, 2016? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, see. You've been supporting the show. That's what I remember when I first started, though, man. That's because you was on when we was doing Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you on the shows with Ricky? Yeah. I got to get him back on the show. He actually reached out to me Mother's Day. He sent me a text. And I don't know if he got the same number, but I did send him an invitation one time. And he didn't respond. So I don't know if he still got the number. You know, they be switching up their numbers in there. But I got to find him because I'd like for him to come back on the show. Yeah, but all right then, everybody, I definitely appreciate y'all supporting the show again. I'm very appreciative of you guys supporting the show. Definitely use this. So with that being said, Amber, thank you for tuning in, hon. Can I say Duck, Tashar, Jerome, appreciate y'all. Until next Sunday, 7 p.m., you guys definitely have a great rest of your evening. And with that being said, it's on. Peace. Have a great evening. I'm not going to play no song. I'm just going to close out tonight. You guys enjoy the rest of your evening. Peace.